PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in.
Whether you're running a race, kicking a ball, or scrambling a play, sports are a great way to have fun. They're also a terrific opportunity to grow, because as you play, you're challenged emotionally, mentally, and physically. That's why a lot of professional athletes say that the lessons they learned in sports while they were young, they still use in their everyday lives.
Tiki and Rondé Barber are NFL superstars. Tiki is a running back for the New York Giants, and Rondé is a cornerback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're twins, and growing up, they played together on the same team. During that time, they learned a lot about how to treat others and themselves.
Now that Tiki and Rondé are seasoned pros, they've written a few books about their experiences as young football players. This one tells how they discovered the true meaning of playing as a team. It's called Game Day.
Game Day, written by Tiki and Rondé Barber. Illustrated by Barry Root. Read by James Avery. It was the play Coach Mike liked to call old bread and butter. Tiki and Rondé knew it by heart. It went like this. The quarterback took the snap and looked left as both ends broke to their left. Then, with a quick spin, the ball was pitched back to Tiki, who followed his brother to the opposite side. From right behind Rondé, Tiki sprinted into the clear. At the 20-yard line, two defensive backs closed in on Tiki. Rondé, leading the way, dove at the knees of the first defender and bounced into the second as all three players went down. Tiki leaped high and kept going. Touchdown, Vikings! Tiki Barber, number 22, scores, the announcer called out. Rondé saw his whole team converge on the end zone, and he sat up and made his way to the milling crowd. He was limping a little. Tiki, Tiki! All the Vikings crowded around Tiki and cheered. He wondered, if I hadn't made that block, Tiki wouldn't have scored. Didn't anyone notice that I... Coach Mike came up beside Rondé and patted him on the shoulder.
That twin brother of yours, he's amazing. That's his seventh long touchdown run this season.
Yeah, Rondé said, his head down.
You okay? The coach asked.
Yeah, I'm okay, Rondé said in a quiet voice. Later, as the boy's mother cooked dinner, Rondé mumbled in a soft voice. Guys who block and stuff like that, nobody notices. People just notice the guy who scores touchdowns. His mother seemed to be thinking. Then she popped a funny question. Who cooks dinner here? You do, he answered. And if I were to stop? His mother asked. His mother jumped in with an answer. I'll tell you, we'd all starve. And who carries out the garbage each night? Me and Tiki. Right on, Buster. And if you guys didn't, Rondé smiled. We'd all have to walk around like this, his mom said, then pinched her nose and laughed. It's a good thing we work together here, isn't it? Saturday arrived, but Rondé's ankle was still slightly swollen. He sat on the bench in his street clothes next to Coach Mike. Can't I maybe play a little in the second half, he pleaded.
No way, Jose, the coach said firmly. Besides, next week's game is the big one. Let's get you ready for that.
Tiki trotted over to the bench out of breath from pregame warm-ups.
Hey, Coach Mike said, pointing to Rondé, let's win one for your brother here. Yet, easier said than done. Again and again, Tiki cut through the line, only to find himself trapped by two or three defensive backs who hemmed him in and drove him out of bounds. Cheering helps, Coach Mike said, but not as much as a few solid blocks. Then he added softly, he's missing his main man. It was the following Wednesday, practice day before their game with the toughest team in the league, the Knights. Coach Mike told Rondé and Tiki to take turns catching and returning punts. As Tiki watched from the bench, Rondé caught 10 high spiraling punts in a row without dropping one. And after each catch, he zigzagged and sprinted downfield for 20 yards and then came back. Rondé felt like a colt who had been let out of the barn. He loved the breeze on his face and the feel of the cinders under his shoes. Saturday was overcast. The wind swirled and died down and swirled again. The Knights were wearing shiny black uniforms. The gray sky seemed to make the players look even bigger. Rondé looked over and spotted his mother. She smiled, gave him a thumbs up, and mouthed the word she always used, play proud. The game was expected to be close, and at halftime it was tied. Only once, late in the third quarter, did Tiki, behind a great block from his brother, break away for a long touchdown run. But the Knights' bigger size began to show. Slowly, yard by yard, they drove to a touchdown and then edged ahead. The Vikings were on their own 40-yard line. It was starting to drizzle and the clock was running down. Rondé sprinted to the sidelines, listened to the coach, and then raced back. He ducked into the huddle to announce the play. Coach Mike says, he looked at Tiki, it's time for old bread and butter plus one. Jason, the quarterback, glanced up. Huh? He mumbled. What's the plus one? Tiki broke in. Don't worry. It's the same old play with something added. Let's do it. Jason took the snap. He faked a pass to the left and wheeled around. He shoveled the football back to Tiki, who veered outside the onrushing end. Tiki threaded his way downfield behind his brother, but three defensive backs were closing in. Then, something strange happened. Rondé seemed to miss his block and slide sideways past the defenders. The three tacklers, sure of themselves now, headed for Tiki. It seemed like it was all over. In a split second, Tiki leaped into the air and spun around. With all his strength, he lobbed a cross-field lateral pass to Rondé. The football wobbled and dipped. But Rondé, without breaking stride, bent forward and snatched it cleanly just above his shoes. He tucked the football under his arm and was off. Rondé ran faster and faster, his eyes on the goal post, the 30-yard line, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Rondé Barber, the announcer called out in a loud voice. The Vikings win 20-15. Rondé stood in the end zone and looked back. The whole team was racing downfield toward him. Tiki was there first. Together, he and Rondé held the ball high in the air. The Vikings gathered around. Many hands reached in to touch the winning football. You did it, Tiki shouted at Rondé. Rondé laughed. No, bro, you did it. Then he stopped. We both did it. Then he stopped himself again. We all did it. Hooray, Vikings!
Tiki and Rondé found out that playing together really means working together. When they took the time to understand how each brother could contribute to the game, then they were able to succeed as a team. Playing a sport with someone who's close to you isn't always easy. Sometimes you'll want to compare yourself to that other person and wonder whether you're as good as they are, or maybe even better. But it doesn't have to be that way if you focus on your own goals and play your own game.
Ashley and Kristen Steenvoorden are nationally ranked competitive swimmers.
Ready? Yeah. Oh my God.
They're also 14-year-old twins who practice just about every day to become Olympic hopefuls.
When you guys are in California.
I'd say my relationship with my sister is definitely a tight one.
I love being a twin. You don't ever feel like you're alone. And you always have a person to do something with, so you're never bored or anything. The person that knows the most about me is definitely my sister, Ashley. I can definitely tell her everything and anything. Our daily routine usually begins with us waking up at like 4:30.
Hey, Chris, it's time to get up. You got practice. Come on.
When we actually wake up, it's just like, I want to go back to bed, but you know that you can't, so you're getting up anyway.
Hey, it's time to get up. You got practice. Come on, let's go.
Being woken up at 4:30 in the morning is very difficult, but I always realize that to accomplish what I've accomplished so far, I need to be woken up at 4:30. Our school friends don't really know how much time and effort we put into it. Like, they always say, oh, why can't you just skip practice? But they don't know that it's hard to.
Hey, girls, ready?
My dad is very great. I don't think many dads would wake up at 4 o'clock to shower and get their daughters up for practice and take them to practice. That he's always been so supportive, and that's what I like the most. He makes us our breakfast, and he always puts our school bags in the car just to make sure that we're ready to go. We eat our breakfast, and my dad drives us down to Princeton for practice at 5:15.
All right, guys, make sure you count your strokes. Ready, go.
Practice definitely helps you. Like, if you're going to put the time into it, you definitely need to practice. It just doesn't come naturally.
It's your choice, whatever you want. It's swim.
Our coach is Tom Spieling.
Ready, go!
Tom's always pushing you to push to your max.
Lift yourself up out of the water and then drive forward. Drop the elbows and go. All right, butterfly. Finish up here. All right, don't finish here. All right, nice and long. Good!
And he's always supportive of like how you're doing and stuff. 2 years ago, my freestyle was probably one of my worst strokes. He told me that if I stay longer, I'll go faster, and which is what has happened. So now it's my best stroke. My better strokes would be the butterfly and the breaststroke. Something has shown me that I can push myself harder through things. I can, like, push myself to do things that the average person can't.
All right, guys, let's set up here. We're gonna go Ash, Chris, Lavette, and Andrea in lane one. Darren, James, Austin, Andy, lane two. Here we go. Ready, go.
No.
Why are you going on my feet?
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Guys, relax. We'll talk about this later, right? We're finishing the set. All right, guys, this set, we're going to go. Ashley, I want you in lane one. Kristen, I want you to move over to lane two, all right? We're going on the top. Ready? Go.
We always get in those little fights. We hate it when each other is, like, on our feet. Just little things like that just gets on our nerves.
Hey, guys, come here a minute. So what was the problem before?
Oh, she's so annoying. Whenever I swim with her, she always thinks that she has to go on my feet, swims down the middle, comes out of the
well,
wall.
Well, then move faster then.
Like, it's not like I go slow purposely just because you're in my lane.
She usually takes it out harder on me than like anybody else just because she knows she can. I think I take it out more because she's my sister than as if it was just a friend or anything, just because I know that, well, I don't know that she's doing it on purpose, but I think that she's doing it on purpose just because she knows that it gets on my nerves. So Tom always tells us just to cool down, act like not worry about it.
Listen, this can't be an issue here in practice. There's going to be some days where you're going to have to swim together. 95% of the time, you're not in the same lane together, but there's going to be days where we're doing the same stroke, the same interval. This is not a big thing. If the worst thing that happens to you in your week is that you had to swim the same lane with your twin sister, you're having a pretty good week. All right? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
We fight. We just yell at each other. It's never like, never lasts over a day or anything like that.
Ready, go! Make sure your elbows drop.
Their schedule is very demanding. They practice before and after school every day and on the weekends.
This demanding lifestyle is beginning to pay off for the girls. Recently, they competed at a national event where they scored very high.
Come on, Ashley! Go! Go!
We did very well. I placed 21st in the mile. And Chris placed 22nd in a 4IM. Overall, I think my coach and I was definitely very happy. It makes me really happy to see that I'm doing well.
Their strong finish brings their coach Tom over for a discussion about their future.
Hey Tom, how are you? Thanks for coming.
I'll tell you right now, there's not a lot of people who can do with the sets that they do, and that's the truth. They train as fast as anybody in the country. But I think they're ready to take a next step into being a player. I think both of them are good enough to try to do something at the Olympic trials. It's a big commitment.
It is a big commitment, giving up your vacation. Is that what you want to do, you know, just drive to get up there? This
yeah, I think so. Like, that's what will be best in the long run, so. Good. Sounds good. Knowing that we're going to be, like, the stars is, like, we definitely have to commit more, and we have to be able to give up our spring breaks and not really miss any practices at all, so we have to really give 100%. Sometimes we'll just sit out here and think about stuff that we've done, and you never know, but I think we have a good shot at making the Olympic team. It would be very exciting if one of us did bring home a medal one time.
When I was a kid, I used to love to play football. Problem was, I just wasn't built for the sport. I was small and a little slow. I had to practice hard just to compete. But you know what? I loved every minute of it. And over time, I got better and better. When some people play sports, they have special physical challenges. And when they get out there, they really have to sweat for it. And when they do, they build up their confidence here and here.
Daniel Thrush experienced an injury when he was younger that affected his legs and other parts of his body.
How are you feeling now?
Good.
Yeah, no pain?
No.
Everything's going good?
Yeah.
Okay, keep it up.
Thank you.
With help from his dad and the rest of his family, he's worked on his physical challenges and regained a lot of his movement.
And I want you to take one arm off at a time. Bend those knees.
Yep, they're bent.
Go with the flow. Here we go.
Ready.
Ready?
Yeah.
Whoa, gotcha. Good job.
Physical therapy and plenty of love has him back playing the sports that he loves, like basketball with his younger brother, Mike.
I like to play basketball, baseball, pretty much anything with sports. I love sports very much.
Every time. Whoa!
Even though Daniel is older, his injury has changed their relationship.
It's kind of an interesting relationship, whereas even though he's the older brother, I have to look out for him sometimes. I have to take care of him.
Three, two, hit. One. Another heartbreaking loss for Dane.
We've kind of reversed roles, I guess. He's like the big brother now in ways. But I never let him take advantage of me.
Nice. Thank you.
Before his injury at 12 years old, Daniel was a healthy child.
There's Daniel looking at the thing. It's a shot by Mike. Oh.
We were a normal family. We did everything that everyone does. You know, we played baseball together. We played basketball together.
But everything changed when Daniel began not feeling well.
I had been having really bad headaches for a few weeks, and my parents brought me to my pediatrician, and he thought that they were just migraines.
Come on!
On March 9th, 1997, he was playing basketball, and our whole family was watching him, and he took a shot. And he came running off the court holding his head, and he collapsed in my arms.
I had a brain aneurysm, which means a blood vessel popped in my head.
Daniel was taken to the hospital, his family by his side.
At this point, he was in a coma.
I was in a coma for 30 days, and I was in the hospital for 341 days, but who's counting?
Although Daniel did wake up, he faced a long recovery.
It was hard at first. I couldn't walk for 2 years. The wheelchair became like my legs. I started walking with a track club called the Achilles Track Club, which is a track club for people with disabilities.
I did the whole lap in less than a minute.
He has tremendous determination, perseverance. The first race he did, which was a mile, was such a great goal because he walked a mile. It took him 45 minutes, but he walked it under his own power.
I did it.
He really looks at his accomplishments and celebrates what he can do rather than what he can't do.
Music has just always been a big part of my life. I picked up the keyboard because the guitar is hard because I only have full use of my right hand. Sometimes when my left hand spasms and comes up like this, I need my right hand to open the fingers and help bring it down.
So Dan, you ready for the race tomorrow?
Yeah.
You're gonna go for a personal record?
Gonna go for a PR.
Excellent. I think you can do it.
Me too. Challenge means a lot to me because I can, like, set goals and then try to achieve them.
Today, Daniel plans to beat his last 5-mile race by at least a minute.
We break up into teams of athletes and volunteers, and then we go. We walk. Or run.
Have a great run!
Then,
okay.
And then we walk a little, and then we speed it up a little,
yeah,
okay?
Okay.
The half marathon.
There we go. Yeah, Danny, you're moving.
My coach, Jimmy's a great guy. He has cerebral palsy. He's done the last 3 or 4 New York City marathons, so he's a big inspiration for me to keep going.
Thank you. And here we go.
Are you ready to pick it up?
Yep, pick it up again. Come on. Keep pumping, moving the arms.
I just keep trucking and thinking about the finish line and how good it's gonna feel to get there.
Let's give Danny a nice round of applause.
Thank you.
Daniel finishes strong, beating his old race time by 4 minutes.
My motto is mile by mile, it's a trial. Thank yard you. By yard, man, it's hard. Inch by inch, it's a cinch. So that means just keep trying. It will be a happy future. I'm positive about that.
Whether you're trying out a new sport or improving your game, it takes a lot of determination. And when we struggle, we sometimes need a little encouragement, a little push to get out there and keep playing. Well, here are 3 books that will coach you to stay in the game, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, my name is Jitan, and I read the book, The Blue Ribbon Day. It's about a girl named Carrie and her best friend, Ellie. They want to play soccer. But when Carrie goes to the tryouts, she isn't good. The next day, she looks back at the list to see if she's on the soccer team. She doesn't make the team, but her best friend, Ellie, does. In my soccer team, I really wanted to make a goal, but I haven't made one yet. I learned that in sports, you have to have a lot of patience. When I read this book, I realized that when you try out for teams, you don't always make the team, but you could always find something else that you're good at, or even better at.
This is Pecorino Plays Ball, and it's about this boy named Pecorino and his first time playing baseball. He thought it was easy, but he found out it wasn't. He doesn't know how to hit a baseball or catch one. He strikes out a couple of times, and he's relieved that no one hits the ball to him. He meets a kid on the other team who has the exact same problem. Even though they're on different teams, they become friends and help each other. And Pecorino makes the big catch at the end of the game. If you read this book, you'll get to see more of the funny things that Pecorino does. This is one of those books that you just have to read for yourself.
I just finished this great book, and it's called Winners Never Quit. Winners Never Quit is a story about the great soccer player Mia Hamm. It takes place when Mia is my age. Every time she misses a goal, she wants to quit. She was afraid that she might continue losing and losing, but her friends want her to continue playing. In the end, does she learn her lesson? If you want to know, you have to read this book. This book inspired me to try my hardest. I'm Catherine, and this has been a true story. Please read it now.
When you play a sport, you could score a winning goal. You might break a record. You could even become an MVP. But even if you never make it into the Hall of Fame, you can always become a stronger person. Physical exercise, personal discipline, and teamwork always pay off. So, the next time you're rushing for a goal, crossing a finish line, or reaching for a catch, remember, the real trophy is you. Just staying in the game. I'll see you next time.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are Game Day by Tiki and Rondé Barber, illustrated by Barry Root, published by Simon & Schuster Books for Young Readers. The Blue Ribbon Day by Katie Couric, illustrated by Marjorie Priceman, published by Doubleday, a division of Random House. Winners Never Quit by Mia Hamm, illustrated by Carol Thompson, published by HarperCollins. Pecorino Plays Ball by Alan Madison, illustrated by Anna Laura Cantone, published by Simon & Schuster.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton. In uncertain times, there's no more effective way to make your kids feel good and safe than to spend time with them. We at Reading Rainbow suggest sharing a book with your family. Read for fun, read for family, read for our future.